Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Time for the Vibe Check on BXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just... Come on. Come on.
I don't know, you guys. It's Friday, so you already know we're unhinged.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's the vibe for this weekend, you guys? What's everyone doing?
What's the tea?
Where's our friends at?
No, tell us literally everything. I feel like nobody's been like checking in. Do people hate us?
People are
Nico
here.
Nico and Steve, where are you at?
Oh, they're not here. I have my finger on the trigger. I was like, all right, come on, where are they?
No, they're not here. All right, who is here genuinely? Well, Rachel's here. She says, good morning.
Rach.
Happy Friday to my two favorite people in the 585. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Vibes are high because it's that time of the week where you can just go... happy hour and basically do whatever you want. So.
Yesterday it was a washout for a little while. It wasn't that bad. I know today there's going to be 83 for the high, but thunderstorms and a little bit of rain is going to start around 3 o'clock this afternoon. But if you're going to make it out to Jazz Fest, wear an umbrella. Just bring an umbrella.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Wear that umbrella on your head. Like a little hat.
You see the people that buy the umbrella hats?
Yes.
Oh, they're the worst.
Weren't they? Oh, no, that was a pinwheel hat at the cocktail revival. Yeah, guys, it's Friday, if you can't tell. Who else is here? We have our girl, Alicia.
Alicia
says, vibes are high this morning. I'm going out to dinner with all my girlfriends tonight, so we're going to have a blast. Hope you guys have a fun, safe weekend. We will. Thank you so much. And then Brittany is here. Brittany says, I'm excited for this weekend because I'm officially going to start looking for houses.
Oh, nice. Pop up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You're, like, hammered, so I don't know. That's really bad. Anyways, what about you, Vibes? How much did you drink before the show?
No, nothing. I mean, I had a couple glasses of wine last night. I made a beautiful salmon dinner. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But vibes are up. I have tomorrow, we have the comedy show, Comedy at the Carlson, with our friend Tommy Bechtold. Breezy and I are going to be a special guest.
Very excited.
He's going to interview us tomorrow night on stage. So we got to be there at 7. And then Sunday, I'm hosting the Ide Family of Dealerships, their little golf tournament that they do for for charity. So that's going to be Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. I'm like a big golfer now.
I want so badly to be a part of the family. I wish Ide would adopt me, but Rich Ide just keeps dodging my tax.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's good. I'm excited for you. Maybe I'll come to the golf tournament, pitch myself. But who knows?
Where are you going tonight?
Where am I going tonight? Oh, I have to braid tonight. So I'll be out at a birthday party for a 7-year-old. And then tomorrow I'll be heading to Bristol Mountain Aerial Adventures. Me and 10 of my closest friends are going to be swinging from the treetops. We're very excited.
That's right. Yeah. See Breeze.
First visit of the season, which I'm pumped about, obviously. I've been telling you guys to go, so I hope to see you all there. And then, yep, I'll be with you tomorrow night. And Sunday, I don't really know.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be beautiful out, you guys. 82 and sunny all day.
Good.
It's going to be a nice summer day. Coming up, there was a hate crime going on at the Seneca Park Zoo between elephants yesterday.
I know. Was there a fight?
Well, that's a possibility. We'll tell you what happened with our beloved Jenny C., the 47-year-old African elephant, was at a feeding station, and then this took place. Luckily, she
broke into the cage.
Yeah. We're going to get another email. You know that, right? We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Morning. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. All right, let's get right into this. This is... The Seneca Park Zoo said one of its elephants is back on her feet after a heroic effort. We love the Seneca Park Zoo. Do we not, Breezy?
We love them. I don't know if they love us.
The zoo said another elephant pushed over Jenny C., a 47-year-old African elephant, Wednesday morning while at a feeding station. And due to her age and size, a crane was used as part of a carefully coordinated response. That's a good call.
Me getting out of bed any morning.
I've seen them do this on My 600-Pound Life. Mm-hmm. But a crane was used in an effort to help her return to her feet. Thanks to the quick and professional actions of zoo staff, Jenny C. was successfully lifted and is now back on her feet. Thanks to the efforts of Lauren Childs, Director of Food and Beverage at the Seneca Park Zoo. Oh, we love you, Lauren. Superintendent Bob Lee says, look how nervous you just got.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Superintendent Bob Lee says, you see, this is just another example of how the Seneca Park Zoo team continues to exemplify the highest standards of animal care, guided by compassion, expertise, and deep trust that we build with the animals.
Well, I just went and visited them on Sunday because I was at the 5K for the superhero, and I was running past the giraffe gate.
Yeah. No Capenzi. Rest in power.
No, I was sobbing on my 5K. I was like, oh my God, I miss her.
Thanks to that bond, Jenny C. responded calmly and confidently, seeking out her caregivers as soon as she was back on her feet. I have never seen an elephant pushed over and then attempted to try and get back up. I don't know what that looks like. Is it like pushing? Is it like cow tipping?
You're not you when you're hungry. Here's the thing that doesn't make sense to me. So elephants just can't lay down?
Can they get back up?
I think they can.
Horses are the same ways. Horses usually sleep standing up.
A nightmare.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm a not nightmare. Saying it's comfortable.
Could you imagine never being able to sit? I don't think I could do it. It's not for me.
How do you rot on the weekends?
I would never in my entire life be rotting vertically. Couldn't do it.
No, the zoo said Jenny C. is one of the oldest African elephants in conservation care. No wonder she She fell, though, and she couldn't get back up. This poor thing. She's 49.
She needs a life alert.
Her beautiful Jenny C. She's lived at the Seneca Park Zoo since 1979. She's a legend. I'm glad she's okay, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would say let's go visit her after the show, but we're not allowed on the premises, so.
No, they actually think that we're going to break into their habitat.
Anyways.
I won't even say last night. Yesterday afternoon, Breezy called me.
Yesterday morning.
It was like 11:30. Breezy's sitting on the side of the road for an hour and a half.
Yep.
Why was she sitting on the side of the road?
I'm like, hey. He's like dying laughing. I'm like, I love how you're praying on my downfall.
Why was Breezy trying to hitchhike yesterday? It has finally come to an end. This circus, if you will. And we're going to need your help on this one this morning. We'll tell you why Breezy was struggling yesterday and continues to do so throughout most of her adult life.
Hopefully.
Coming up next.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, guys. Welcome to the show. 83 for the high today. Yesterday, Breezy called me on the phone. It was 11:30. I'm sorry. She texted me and then I FaceTimed her. I had to see this for myself.
Yep.
Just sitting on the side of the road for maybe an hour and a half. Casual. Why? What happened?
Well,
it finally happened.
I always say these things happen.
It finally happened.
So the car has officially, as of right now, unless a miracle happens, which I don't think it will, officially it crossed over to the other side. If you've been listening or following for a while, you know that this has been a running bit that we've had on the show of my car. I blew tires out.
The hubcaps.
The hubcaps.
I hit the guardrail.
The battery. The detailing. It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, you put a lot of love into that vehicle, the best you can.
I did.
Which was impressive for what it looked like.
I did.
You kept trying. But I respect that. And yesterday, that was it. I think the transmission blew. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. So if anyone like knows anything about cars, you can call in 585-252-9800. But what had happened was my car's been janky for a while, which we know. But it like won't shift gears the way it should.
Sure.
Like, you know, when you drive a standard vehicle and you're shifting to go from first, second, third, fourth, fifth, maybe you don't drive stick. Have you ever driven stick before?
Well, I learned on my dad's car and he said that's enough.
Yeah, he's like, we're good. So my first car was stick. So I kind of understand like gears.
Well, I don't understand. Were you driving 65 miles an hour and then would just throw the clutch into reverse? How does this happen?
No. Well,
because you have an automatic.
I have an automatic now, but no. So like when I would like accelerate, I couldn't accelerate quickly. It had to be very subtle. So I could never pull out in front of a car by any means.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't go pedal to the metal because my car will stall out. It has to be it was an art form. It was a gradual thing.
How long has that been taking place for?
Probably 3 years.
Are you kidding me, Breeze?
Probably 2 years.
That is not a safe car to drive.
Yeah, well, it's kind of no longer with us. So anyways, I was stuck, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it far too well. I was in the nightmare that is the Bushnell's Basin 490 construction zone. Bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Right.
And I heard a pop, and I was like, oh, God. And this has happened before, so I'm like, this is just like super cash, like no worries. So I hear a pop, and I was like, I can't break down in the middle of a work zone where there's already bumper-to-bumper traffic.
No, I mean, that would be a terrible place to
start. So my car's not accelerating, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I pull off to the side of the road, and I turn it off and turn it back on, and it's totally fine. I keep driving. We're good to go. Love it. I'm going down to Canandaigua. I get to Farmington. Now I'm on 332, and I go to an intersection, like, midway through 332. Halfway down, I should say. And I go to hit the gas to go because the light's green. Car's not moving. It's almost like it's in neutral. Like, car will literally not move.
Did you go automatically into panic mode?
Panic.
Yeah.
People are beeping, honking, yelling, screaming. I'm like, oh my God. The person behind me, I think, was 97. They had a little handicap thing. They were just sitting there. I'm like, waving. Go around.
Oh no, they fell asleep a long time ago.
Go around.
They didn't notice.
And everyone's losing their minds. And might I add, not one cop or Good Samaritan stopped to see if I needed help, which is super great. Literally love this world we live in.
That's anyways, absolutely shameful. So
no, it really is.
Yesterday, I decided that I'm going to put a poll up on my Instagram. And I used Breezy's photo, and I just tagged it. Breezy on air calls me to tell me her car once again is broken down on the side of the road. Do I go get her? And the poll was, yes, go help the girl out, Moose. Or what type of sandwich should I make? 21 people said, what type of sandwich should I make? And one of those people that actually basically was totally for ignoring you was your girlfriend, Patrice,
who voted. At all.
And I did call you and say, listen, give it 30 minutes. If AAA doesn't show up in 30 minutes, I'll come grab you. Because you've been sitting there
but there was nothing for you to do. I couldn't just abandon my car. So basically what I had to do in order to get my car out of this horrific situation, four lanes of traffic, the only way I could move my car was if I chucked it in reverse. So now I'm reversing on essentially a highway.
So the only way this car is
moving anywhere
is in reverse. Got it.
So now I'm reversing, which I mean, smart on my part. I'm reversing over to the shoulder to get out of the way. And I call Patrice. She ignored all five of my calls, classic. Then I called my best friend because my parents are in Canada. It's not like I can call them. And I'm like, help. She's like, here's my AAA card. So she gives me her AAA card. They come through an hour and a half later. I sat in my car for an hour and a half. And it was like very unsafe, if I'm being honest.
But probably very therapeutic. You got a lot to think about.
Yeah, I was contemplating a lot of things. And then my boy John came, towed me away. And then I called the shop in which it was towed because it only gave me two options. And I did one closer to my house.
I don't know, like, Breeze. It might be time to get your new ride at Ide.
I go, I know. Ide, if you're listening, Rich, adopt me into the family, please. I call the shop and I was like, so what's the damage? They're like, oh, we can't look at this till Thursday. We're slammed. Okay, sure.
And there you have it. What is the worst place you've ever stalled out with your vehicle?
Oh, well, when I was learning how to drive stick, you stall out all the time, obviously, when you pop your clutch. And I was on a hill with an incline like this, and my grandma was in the back seat. And you have to like figure out how to do it, or you're rolling backwards because your car's in all the time. So
when I was
grandma was like gripping her rosary beads, doing it. I'm like, Gram, it's okay. Flying backwards. My mom's like,
yeah, you got to have the rosary beads.
You got to do it.
I was trying to impress my girlfriend in high school. Her dad had a bunch of jet skis. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. These were snowmobiles. He had both.
Basically,
but he's like, you know, it's January. He's like, let me take you out on the lake. You ever been on one of these bad boys? I go, yeah, all the time.
You mean snow?
On the snow.
Okay.
I've never been on one in my life.
Sure.
But the lake had freezed over.
Oh, okay.
So he takes me on it. And under the bridge is where the weakest part of the ice is. And he goes, whatever you do, don't stall out or hit the brake. You need to fly over it. And I don't know why I hit something, but I shut the whole entire snowmobile off underneath the bridge. And we're just sitting on this thin piece of ice, the two of us. And he's freaking out at me. And he's like, worst place you could have done this. And you could hear the ice cracking beneath you. I've never been so scared in my life, but he managed to turn the snowmobile on and get us the hell out of there very quickly. And that was the last time he ever invited me out.
And your
my girlfriend's like, how did you guys? Yeah, how did you guys do? I was like, it was really bad.
Like, I'm going to go home.
98PXY traffic.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Yes, we will pump it up. Happy Friday, PXY Mornings. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy Breeze. That's the carless Breezy Breeze.
Carless. Absolutely carless. But you know what? These things happen. I'm buying a car right now.
Yes, you are. 585-252-9800. You can call or text. 83 for the high today. A little bit of thunder and rain by 3 o'clock this afternoon. So what? We'll get it.
Let's go! What did you see yesterday?
I can't believe what I saw online at Wegmans yesterday when I was waiting to cash out. So I had to purchase a few things from Danny Wegman.
Classic.
Have things at this store gotten a little expensive? Yes.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. Yeah. However, I did save 42 cents using my mother's Shoppers Club card. And so there's that. Anyways, that's not the point. Yesterday I'm standing in line and this woman in front of me, who was maybe in her late 40s,
okay,
not that old, pulls out a checkbook and starts writing a personal check for items that were less than 20 bucks. I assumed you had to be at least 80 years of age to still use a checkbook. Who is writing checks? And I just sat there in awe watching this woman write a check from her checkbook.
That's crazy.
And I wanted to ask her, did you get that out of a museum? But I didn't want to come off as rude.
Correct.
So I just sat there, and I think the cashier, who was maybe 23, was trying to figure out what to even do with it. I'm like, what
do you do with a check? If someone handed me a check, I would have no clue what to do.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask the question this morning. If you or someone you know who is not your grandparent is still using an actual checkbook, I need to know. I know some people still write checks to their landlord.
Right.
But after you write that check, Do you go inside the checkbook and deduct how much the rent was so you can balance it out? What would be the point? We have online banking.
I don't get it. I really don't. But also, I don't trust checks. Just like I don't trust the mail service. Like, I don't trust it.
Why don't you trust checks?
Because what if it, like, bounces or they write a bad check?
Oh, I've bounced a couple checks in my day.
We know. We definitely know.
Yeah, no, I know. There's a couple people who are, there's a couple people who just should not have checks.
I don't think anybody should have checks. I think checks are for like very specific things, like maybe buying a house or a car.
Or if you want to be a baller, like how much for your business? You pull out your checkbook, you write just an amount for God knows how much. That's baller.
I don't even own checks. Do you own checks?
Oh, yeah. I haven't used them in, God, they probably expired, to be quite honest with you. Probably. Let's go over to Katie. Good morning, guys. My mom still uses a checkbook when we're at the store. She's the only person I know who still actually owns one. I mean, you can go and open up a checking or savings account today. They're going to give you a checkbook. You don't have to have the checks. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I wrote a check. Now, I mean, everything you do, even if you pay rent in some places, you're just doing all of it online.
Right.
Okay.
the landlords that are like making you still write out checks and hand deliver it to them are wild.
All right, we have Teresa who's on the line. Should we take bets on which Teresa we think this is?
I think I know.
I mean, how many do we actually know? Right?
Yeah, I think just the one.
Good morning, PXY.
Are you guys freaking kidding me right now? Are you serious? Are you really asking who still uses a checkbook?
This is Teresa.
You know, I do.
Yeah, what a shocker.
How the hell are you supposed to balance out your finances if you don't keep track of what's in your account?
You just go online.
Mean, you guys are absolutely useless. You really are. It's just, you know, every time I listen to you guys, I have to bite my lip. It just drives me crazy. I literally want to scream.
Teresa, it's 2025. If I need to check my account balances, I just log into the app on JP Morgan Chase.
Let me tell you something, okay? Oh my daughter's 34. She's divorced.
Life, we know.
A mess, okay? It's a mess. I've got three daughters.
We know.
Okay? As a matter of fact, you know what? All three of them know how to use one.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, because they have nothing but time on their hands.
2025.
And they're drafting checks for their divorces.
Listen. Breezy, don't be disrespectful, okay?
Yeah, that's way online.
I do apologize.
Listen, I don't care if it's 2025. Every single person walking around today should be using a checkbook.
Why are we going backwards?
All this online banking crap is exactly why people are getting their identity stolen. Don't you get it? They should be teaching the young kids in school today how to balance a checkbook. When I go to the store, I keep my receipts. I actually keep my receipts. I come home, I make a cup of coffee, and I sit down and I balance my checkbook. So this way I know exactly what's
Teresa,
in my account.
I don't know.
Can I ask you a serious question, though, all kidding aside?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you calling us this morning on your rotary phone?
You guys are so stupid. I'm telling you. Most of you guys, all right, are spending money that you don't even have because you're clueless about how much money you have. You just spend, and pray to God you have a nickel to your name. I don't even know why I'm surprised.
I just don't understand, like, why it's so hard for people in your generation to just catch up a little bit with technology. Why can't you just have your banking app where you log in, you know exactly what's in there? Why are you balancing out a checkbook?
Listen, I'm talking to two people who still have no idea how to do their laundry, okay? I gotta go. This is insane.
Yeah, you are real.
You guys are crazy.
You're a peach.
Touché, Teresa.
Thanks so much for chiming in. I don't know. I just feel so much better this morning after you called.
Me too.
Let me go have my coffee. This is a bit too much for me.
Tell your daughters we say hello.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, your divorced daughter, is she back out in the dating scene, back in the trenches?
No, because you guys never hooked her up.
Okay. Yeah, there's no accountability with you.
We're to blame for your daughter
being single. I don't even know why
single.
I keep calling.
I don't know either.
We don't know either.
We love you so much.
Bye, Teresa.
Goodbye.
She's insane.
I don't know. That woman is Xanax. Jamie says old people still using checkbooks are grandparents, landlords, and women named Teresa who balance it with a cup of coffee every night.
No, literally.
My kid saw a lady writing a check and asked if she was doing cursive math.
Cursive math is crazy.
That's great. And then I'll go over to our friend Chris here, who says, hey, good morning, guys. Any chance I can get Teresa's number? I want to ask if she's interested in coming over to churn butter tonight.
No, maybe afterwards they can hang their clothes on a clothesline outside as well. It's giving Mennonite.
Okay.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Jake from State Farm.
I am excited and thrilled to announce that there are some new additions coming to Eastview Mall.
Oh, let it rip, Breeze. What are they?
They announced it on Wednesday, so just hang tight because you're going to have more options for you to go enjoy, shop, and relax. Swarovski crystals coming in. Love it.
Who?
Swarovski. Swarovski.
You tell me.
Yeah. Me too. Below Zero Spa, Lolly and Pops, and Urban Planet are opening the first of the Rochester area locations in this very mall. So obviously the crystal cutting jeweler, Swarovski, I think is what it is set to open their 817 square foot storefront right in the front there in the new addition between Janie and Jack and K Jewelers. Below Zero Spa offers non-surgical facial and body treatments with cold therapy. Pop all the way off.
All right.
Not me going there just to cool down.
Women on the east side are going to love that.
And Urban Planet is slated to open a 15,000 square foot storefront right across from Andy's Candies. These additions are absolutely going to skyrocket the business at Eastview Mall. And obviously, if you shop there, you know you have options. And I love that they're just adding more as the days go on.
I like that they're adding more, too. However, I was a little bummed when they took out Express and then they got rid of H&M. I'm like, where? I was very frustrated.
In my mind, those are just the same stores.
No, well, not really, but kind of.
You love H&M.
It's just a matter of having
you love a Capri, you know?
Well, if you were a guy, where would you shop? Where would you go?
I can't even begin to imagine.
It's
Gap? I don't know. I have no
Gap.
Idea.
Coming up, is life after college really what you expected? Or has it just been one big disappointment after another since you graduated? Coming up, we're going to check in with intern Joe. He's going to be live in the studio with us, and he'll give us the honest update of what life's been like for him since leaving college behind. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
When it comes PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, is life after college really what you expected? Or has it just been one big disappointment after another since you graduated? I'm so excited to welcome back our friend, our intern, Joe, is live in the studio. What's up, intern Joe?
The best intern we ever had.
It's good to be back. I have missed you guys a lot.
I miss you.
I know, dude.
So much.
You know, it feels like so much longer that you've been away, but realistically, I think it's been, what, 2 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, honestly, my job has been so much harder without you here, but that's fine.
A lot of people graduated. A lot of kids graduated 2 months ago.
Yeah,
friends of yours, and we told you it's off into the real world. Be honest with us. What's been your biggest, this is not what I signed up for moment since you graduated?
Applying for jobs is a full-time job.
Yeah,
like,
period. There he said it.
I've literally applied to like 300 jobs, and I've not heard like anything back.
Not them ghosting you, all of them, all 300 of them.
That's it weighs on you a little bit. You start, after a while, you start to just feel like you're totally defeated.
You're questioning your self-worth, like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, I literally have remade my resume 3 times because I'm like, I feel
something's
like there's
wrong.
Something wrong.
Right.
And so
the algorithm is not picking it up.
Yeah.
There's something like, in your resume that it's just not standing out.
It's like trying to go viral online.
Have you thought about maybe going back and applying for colleges?
Well, my buddy Aiden, who works at the radio station in Brockport, keeps trying to convince me to go back to college and get my MBA so that I can go back to the point.
You know, you need all those degrees to keep you warm at night.
If you end up in radio, I'm telling you right now, you don't even need an associate, so it's fine.
How many times have you had cereal for dinner in the past month?
Zero.
Okay, this is good, man.
So you have a place to stay.
Yeah, I'm living with my uncle. Okay. I've got a job at Dick's Sporting Goods now.
Just
started like last week.
What do they got you doing there?
Team sports. So I'm helping people pick out like what equipment they need for their kids, no matter what sport it is, basically.
Yeah. You're the sports consultant, if you will.
Something like that. Yeah.
Do you feel like your degree at SUNY Brockport prepared you for this gig you got at Dick's Sporting Goods?
I guess I was really good at asking questions because of my degree.
Sure.
I got taught how to interview.
Did you ever take a sports class in college? Because I had to.
I took sports journalism.
Yeah, I had to call games, basketball games, commentary, color commentary, play-by-play.
What are they paying you over at Dick's?
I'm getting $16 an hour over there.
That's like more than I make.
Yeah, that's Well, $16.50 is minimum wage.
$15.50 is minimum.
Well, depending on how many people you have within the actual company itself. If you have less than 10, it's typically $16.50.
Not Moose working in HR.
Well, there's a sign in the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, yeah. He reads it every morning. He's taking
For New York State.
That probably hasn't been updated in 4 years, let's be honest. Nobody comes into the office. But I want to know, like, what is the next step for you? Are you giving yourself a timeline of, like, I'll be at Dick's for this long? I mean, I guess it all really depends on you getting a job. But have you expanded your horizons of jobs that you might be applying to?
Yeah, I've applied to jobs all throughout New York. I've actually started applying to even places as far as like Colorado and Washington State.
Oh, my God.
Just like radio jobs. But I said to myself that I will continue to work at Dick's Sporting Goods until after I've had a steady job for a few months, at least for a few months.
Because what if you don't, that's another thing. Like, what if you get into a job, you're so excited that you finally get like a job, a career, and you get into it and you're like, this isn't what I signed up for. And then you're back to the drawing board and you don't have a job. That's why.
Yeah. That's
Dick's is a great idea.
That's one reason. And then the other reason is that, you know, I'd like to start saving for a house.
Yeah, of course.
You know, making big boy purchases.
Yeah, correct.
You're 25, 26.
25.
At 25, I remember I was working here, and I had this just quarter life crisis. I went down this just deep hole of depression, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out, what do I want to do with my life? I'd finished up MCC, and I was doing this, which was great. But I feel like a lot of people, as soon as they hit 25, 26 years old, they just start to spiral a little bit because they're like, what's next? This can't be it for me. Right. And it's like, you don't really have to worry because we try to have it all figured out by the time, mm-hmm. as soon as we graduate. We have to know what we're doing. And you just don't.
Yeah.
I think this is a great stepping stone for you, man, in the right direction because, in a sense, you're still paying your dues a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you've realized that, too. So you're not sweating it.
Right.
But where do you see your relationship with Big Red heading in the next year or so?
Yeah. How's everything going with that?
It's great. Long distance obviously has a little bit of a challenges because we don't get to see each other
right, correct.
4 or 5 times a week. But it's been going well. We're still seeing each other. I stayed with her last night.
Does she ever come to Buffalo?
Yeah, she's actually been coming like every other weekend or so.
And your uncle's cool with that?
Yep. Yeah, cool. I take care of things tricky. Around the house, so he's like not worried about it.
No, that's great.
Cool. Well, we miss you so much, and we know you're going to do such big things once you get the opportunity to do so. And honestly, I know it can get really like depleting and defeating not getting a job or not hearing back from a company or a corporation, but you really have only been out of school for 6 weeks. You know what I mean? It's going to take a little bit.
We got a couple texts coming in, one from a dude who owns a business that says, tell intern Joe, who's working at Dick's and only making, what, 16 an hour?
16, yeah.
Tell him I can pay him 20 with my business.
What's the business?
I'm going to get some more detail for you right now, but it's labor.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
I've
worked concrete. I've done roofing. I've done drywall.
You might be the guy for the job. Dude, hey. We're so proud of you, though, man. And we appreciate you coming in this morning and just touching base with us and keeping us up to date of what you've been doing. Because, you know, you were a big part of the show when you were here as an intern.
Huge.
Yeah,
huge,
I mean,
part of the show.
I loved my time here and sad that it ended.
Me too, honestly.
By the way, last question. Is there any period right now where you felt like maybe during this path in the last 4 years of college and what you're doing now, do you feel like you've made one decision that maybe wasn't the best decision? If so, what was it?
Beer Olympics was
the Beer Olympics. The Beer Olympics.
It was a terrible decision.
Yeah, that's right. How many? Go ahead. You can brag.
Too many.
Yeah, that's
too
right.
Many.
Illegal to say on the radio.
Right. Intern Joe, thanks for coming in, buddy. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your shot to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Darien Lake July 6th. All right, Breezy, 15 wins. I'm sorry, 16 wins.
16, oh, whoa. Do not.
Intern Joe is back in the studio and joining us today. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, happy Friday.
Hi, happy Friday.
Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head with Breezy and Trivia?
I am pretty confident that Breezy is going to stay at 16 wins.
Ooh. I like you. All right, that sounds good for me.
That is crazy, Lens.
You are color 8!
Thank you!
All right, Lindsay, this is your shot to win these tickets. If you do, who are you taking to the show with you?
My husband.
All right, he's going to like that. Breezy right. is leaving the studio. Intern Joel, you're going to keep score today, okay?
All right, will do.
All right. Let's go to question one. The rules are simple, Lindsay. 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you get the win because that's what corporate says we got to do.
Okay.
Question number one. What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Soccer.
Going with soccer. All right, let's go to question number two, Lindsay. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, God.
I believe in you.
Van something.
You can go with Van Gogh on this one?
Van Gogh on that one.
Oh, yeah. Ah, we love you. Okay, all right, we're going with Van Gogh, who painted the Mona Lisa. Let's go to question number three. Okay, think hard on this one, Lindsay. What is the name of the mythical animal that looks like a horse with a horn?
Oh, my husband's going to kill me. A unicorn.
Going with unicorn. We're locking you in for unicorn. Question number four. You like money?
Yeah.
Good. Which U.S. president was featured on the $2 bill?
You want to know something? I worked at a bank for 12 years, and I'm going to tell you, just repeat the denomination.
So what's the answer?
It's going to be Ben Franklin.
You're going with Ben Franklin. You worked at a bank for 12 years. That's crazy. All right, you're going with Ben Franklin. And then question number five, Lindsay, which breakfast cereal mascot has eyebrows that are part of his hat?
Oh.
Big breakfast cereal mascot.
The breakfast cereal mascot. I'm just going to go with Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Oh, you're going with Lucky. I don't even know if that's his name, but that works for me.
I don't know either.
We're putting you down with Lucky. All right. There you have it. That's five on the board. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, let's tally these up and see how good our girl Lindsay did. How do you think you did?
I'm not going to lie, Breezy. I was not expecting any of those questions, and I did horrible.
That's not true. You did not do horrible. You got 1 out of 5. Let's go over there.
Linz, honestly, don't even fret because I might not get any if they were that hard.
That's okay.
For some reason, I doubt that this morning. All right, let's go over to question number one, Breezy. What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Wait. Repeat the question.
What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014? We're looking for sport.
Sport. Curling.
Going with curling. Okay, question number two. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Michelangelo.
Question number three, Breezy. What is the name of the mythical animal that looks like a white horse with a horn?
Unicorn.
Going with unicorn. Question number four, Breezy, you love money.
I do.
Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill?
My dad is going to kill
your dad is screaming.
Okay, to be fair, $2 bills are few and far between.
That's true. Yeah.
Nixon. I don't know.
Is that a real answer? You going with Nixon? Oh, okay, Nixon. Question five. Which breakfast cereal mascot has eyebrows that are a part of his hat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the clock is ticking.
Trix?
I can't even believe what I'm witnessing this morning. Okay, Lindsay, are you there?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was really ridiculous.
Hold on, Breezy. Wait until you say what I said for the $2 bill.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. God. So the rules are the rules. You guys ended in a tie. Therefore, you get the win. I don't even know how you managed to do that. All right, let's run through the board real quick and get this over with. The sport that was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014 is baseball. Lindsay, you said soccer. Breezy said curling. Question two, who painted the Mona Lisa? That would obviously be Leonardo da Vinci. You said Van Gogh. Breezy said Michelangelo.
Let's be clear. She said Van something.
That's true. I finished it off. Both of you got question three right. Unicorn. Question
isn't real.
Question number four. Which U.S. president is featured on the $2 bill? Lindsay, you said you worked at a bank for 12 years. The answer is Thomas Jefferson. You said Ben Franklin.
What?
Breezy.
That's the 100.
No, Nixon has never been on money in his life.
Correct.
Which cereal mascot has eyebrows that are a part of his hat? The answer is Captain Crunch. You said Lucky from Lucky Charms. And Breezy said a rabbit from Trix, who never wore a hat.
I was going to say, at least Lindsay guessed someone who wears a hat. Right.
All right, Lindsay, you got the tickets.
Thank you.
This is really sad and embarrassing for everyone involved.
I hope you have the best time with your husband. Do me a favor and say, my name is Lindsay from Rochester, and I just kind of sort of beat Breezy.
My name is Lindsay from Rochester, and I just kind of, sort of beat Breezy.
Okay.
So I was like, why did I come back for this?
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Friday. The Seneca Park Zoo said one of its elephants is back on her feet after a heroic effort. Mm-hmm. Jenny C., 47-year-old African elephant, was pushed over.
Someone was like literally bullying her.
Another elephant.
Yeah.
Another elephant while she was feeding at her feeding station. Due to her age and size, a crane was used as part of a carefully coordinated response, which was a good call because I have seen them do this on my 600-pound life.
It's just like me getting out of bed every morning. Patrice is getting the crane.
A crane was used in an effort to help Jenny C. return to her feet, thanks to the quick and professional actions of the zoo staff.
Good.
Jenny C. was successfully lifted and is now back on her feet. Yes. Thank you to Lauren Childs, Director of Food and Beverage at Seneca Park Zoo.
Got it. We're going to get a cease.
Superintendent Bob Lee says, you see, this is just another example of how the Seneca Park Zoo team continues to exemplify the highest standards of animal care, guided by compassion, expertise, and the deep trust they build with the animals.
They've asked us hundreds of times to stop talking about them, but here we are, still doing the stories.
So when Jenny C. got back up on her feet, she responded calmly and confidently, seeking out her caregivers as soon as she was up. And the zoo said Jenny C. is one of the oldest elephants in conservation care. I mean, no wonder she fell and couldn't get back up. I mean, give this elephant a life alert.
No, literally.
She's lived at the Seneca Park Zoo since 79. She's a legend. And then again, so was our sweet Capenzi, who died of a tumor. But Capenzi lived forever. Remember when we went to go see her? She had a tumor the size of a bowling ball on her neck, the poor thing.
It was really not great.
No.
And then she died a week after. But at least we got to see her.
Yeah, we got to see her, say hi.
They really didn't want us there, but no, we went anyways.
They did it. We do love the Seneca Park Zoo and the beautiful animals that are there, especially Jenny C. Did they name her after the beer? Where'd that name come from?
Probably maybe, the river.
Jenny C.
I like it.
Genesee Brewery. Genesee River. You're right, Joe.
She is up on her feet and she is thriving and hungrier than ever.
Oh, me as well.
Coming up on the show, how would you handle this? A mom checks her 11-year-old son's phone. Finds a message, but it's not from another kid. It's from a grown adult. And what this woman said to her son, it's going to blow your mind. Was she completely out of line or did she have a point? We'll tell you exactly what she said and hear from Belle, the mom who wrote us, coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Belle from Gates is ready to open a can of whoop-ass on another mom for the vile message she left her 11-year-old son on text. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Buckle up for another parental confidential. The mom is asking parents, how would you handle this situation? 585-252-9800. Because just when you think you've heard it all, we get a message like this. Here's the situation that Belle is facing right now. She writes in, "Hi, Moose and Breezy.
I can't believe her name is Belle.
Huh?
I can't believe her name is Belle.
It's a common name.
Is it?
Yeah. Hi, Moose and Breezy. You guys are awesome, and I was hoping you could please use my message for Parental Confidential on your show. I could really use some advice from other parents because I am furious right now. I was recently going through my 11-year-old son's phone and found a message that honestly made my blood boil. Oh. And it wasn't even from another kid. It was from a grown woman, his friend's mom, to be exact. Apparently, the boys got into an argument over FaceTime. His so-called friend told my son to kill himself. And in response, my son, not thinking, made a nasty comment about the boy's deceased grandfather. I've already talked to my son about his words. He knows that was wrong. But here's where I completely lost it. The boy's mother decided to text my child this message word for word. Quote, "You got a nasty little ugly mouth. Don't you ever FaceTime or call my son again. Your mother needs to wash your dirty mouth with soap. Oh, I forgot. Your mom didn't want you. That's why she left you with your grandmother." End quote. I'm sorry, what? This woman thought it was okay to attack my son, bring up his family situation, and say this to an 11-year-old. I'm just absolutely appalled and honestly ready to pull up and handle this face-to-face. So parents, help me out. How would you handle this? Am I overreacting, or is this woman completely out of line?
Damn.
Oh my God.
I'm not a parent, but that woman's completely out of line. I would pull up.
You text that to an 11-year-old kid?
11.
Come on.
Okay, guys.
Sometimes emotions get the best of you, but you got to learn how to just tame them. What?
The only thing that comes to my mind, this was like when I was younger, this was the biggest thing to ever happen, and all I thought about was... you know, Meghan Meyer, she was the young girl, she was a teenager, and she was getting into it with her friends online.
Yeah.
And it was on MySpace. It turns out that the person she was messaging with was actually the friend that she thought she was talking to's mom. And she actually ended up taking her own life. There's bills and prevention acts, you know, when it comes to cyberbullying because of her. So, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, as a parent, you want to protect your child and you want to take their hurt and pain away if someone's hurting them or saying mean things to them. But there is a line.
You got to do
and
better.
And you can't cross it because...
At what point are you sitting there with the phone in your
you're
hand?
You're a grown adult.
Texting this to an 11-year-old. At what point are you thinking to yourself, whoa, this is probably not okay? Let's get to your messages right now. Again, if you guys are just tuning in, we got this message from Belle, who's trying to figure out how to handle this situation with the text messages that her 11-year-old son got from his friend's mother. Totally out of line. Let's go over to Ashley, who says, "People forget words stick with kids, especially kids, and that mom could have damaged him more than the argument did."
Yeah, correct.
Hi, Moose and Breeze. Mom's a disgrace. I would personally go over there and have a one-on-one conversation with her. Remind her that she said all of that to an 11-year-old kid.
Yeah. It's detrimental, if I'm being honest. It's detrimental. And although what the kid said obviously was less than favorable, you need to realize that he didn't just say that out of the blue. He was prompted. And I'm not saying that makes it okay, but where is the repercussions for your child?
Yeah. Again, the text from the mom to the 11-year-old boy, Belle's son, was, "You got a nasty, ugly mouth. Don't FaceTime or call my son again. Your mother needs to wash your dirty mouth out with soap. Oh, I forgot. Your mom didn't want you. That's why she left you with your grandma." Okay. Words cut deep.
You could have left that last part out, yeah. And you would have been a completely...
Yeah.
Like, that would have been a fine message. Right. But, like, as soon as you mention...
The grandma?
The home situation, yeah. That's...
You stepped over the line.
Yeah, you did.
Way over the line.
Correct.
Christine says, "Absolutely not. This woman is trash for messaging your kid, and I'd be showing up at her door with screenshots and a lawyer." What do you do with a lawyer in this situation?
I don't know if you really can. I think it's more of a scare,
emotional damage
tactic. I don't know.
I don't know if there's anything legal that you can do.
Yeah, you can't sue someone, like, for being a bad person.
It's,
unless they're like taking action.
I feel like today's day and age, you can sue anyone for anything.
You can try. for sure.
Steph just reached out to us and said, listen, I'm not saying she was right, but maybe next time your son keeps it respectful and you avoid all this drama, because you got to raise them to think before they speak. It's hard to do that when you're 11. You don't know how to control your emotions sometimes.
This person says, wow, I would go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, also, don't overlook that first message, or not message, the first like statement that was said to this kid.
That's what I mean.
That prompted,
like it wasn't like he just walked out of nowhere and was like, your grandpa's dead. Like, it was prompted.
No, of course. This was all over FaceTime too.
Which is kind of worse, because it's more hearsay, because nothing's in text, nothing's in writing. It was just like, yeah, this is what he said. This is, and the kid could come back and twist and be like, I never said that.
Now these two, Belle and this mother, are probably going to go to war, where these two kids are most likely going to remain friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's a possibility. They're probably going to keep them from seeing each other or hanging out. And I totally get that, but... kids make up with each other pretty quickly.
Yeah, they'll still sit at the same lunch table.
They forget. You know what I mean?
Tim says nothing is going to get accomplished by you showing up at this woman's door. Why make matters worse? Just tell your son he will never be speaking to that kid or that mom ever again. It's end of story. A lot of people are saying block and change your son's phone number. A few years ago, my toxic alcoholic mom was secretly texting my oldest daughter, trash talking to her about me.
Oh, my God.
As pissed as I was, we blocked her number from my daughter's phone, changed our daughter's number ASAP, and didn't speak to her ever again.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. And at the end of the day, like we were saying before, kids forget. They do. They're quickly to move on. Parents don't. I've talked about this before. My mom will be like, I'll bring someone up. They're like, she's like, remember when they left you when you were 13? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. She's
no,
like, well,
yeah,
I know.
Let me get to a couple more here this morning for Parental Confidential. We got a message from our listener, Todd. And he says, you guys, honestly, none of this is good. But I think too many people are taking it too lightly that a kid told her son to kill himself.
Right.
After having a 12-year-old do just that this year at my son's school. Oh my God. I would talk to your son about how he felt from him saying that to him, especially since they are still friends.
Right.
I agree, Todd. Yeah. How did that make you feel after hearing that?
Right. It's. Yeah.
No, like, that's the thing though. Like, kids nowadays are saying that to each other all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Over nothing.
Yeah.
Like, my mom and I had a conversation about this because, like, my siblings, all of their friends are just, they're just saying it, like,
yeah.
And my mom's a high school teacher, so she hears it at her school too.
It's constant.
It's all day, every day.
Really bad. Really bad stuff.
I'll go to Laura real quick. End it with this. Laura from Greece writes, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm sorry to sound petty this morning, but a lot of people texting in are just wasting time. What you need to do is join the neighborhood Facebook group, casually drop a screenshot of that message with a just making parents aware caption. You sit back and watch her reputation crumble.
Wow.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I was going to say, that might actually be the first productive something that's been said the whole time.
Yeah, that's actually... Oh, damn, Laura from Greece. All right, weighing in. You take a screenshot, you put it up on the Facebook group in your neighborhood, and then see what people say.
She's like, been there, done that, ruined Sally's reputation last month.
All right, thank you guys so much for all the messages on this one. It's a heavy one this morning, too, because stuff like this happens day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times parents don't know how to handle it.
Correct.
Especially talking to your kid about how he felt when a friend tells him to go and kill himself. Yep. How'd that make you feel?
Right.
We're going to take a quick break on the show. Thank you for the message this morning, Belle. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. We'll do another Parental Confidential next week on PXY Mornings.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Let's get into it. It is Friday. PXY Mornings with Moose, Breezy, and yes, intern Joe has returned for us. I don't know. Why are you here?
A blast from the past.
Just here for
a good time. A good time, not a long time. You know what I mean?
You made it just in time for There I Said It. 585-252-9800. Let's let them rip this morning. We got Rob weighing in first. Let's do it. If you have LED lights behind your TV or your bed, you are a child. There, I said it.
What?
I just installed these damn things.
I have them. I have them everywhere.
They're the best. I don't know why.
Why? Why does he say that? Why is he so pressed?
I'm not taking them down.
No, me neither.
The same way my lava lamp stays up, so do the LED.
Okay, the lava lamp is where I draw the line.
Do you own a lava lamp?
I do not own a lava lamp.
Yeah, you're outnumbered. Oh, I love that. I miss this so much.
Yeah, Moose, she does.
Just us ganging up on Moose. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
My dad came over. He goes, let me get this straight. You have a lava lamp, a black light, and a sheepskin rug. What goes on in here?
Nothing.
We're all asking a lot of questions.
Dad, go away. All right, let's go over to Eric. People who camp parallel park should have their license revoked. You're embarrassing your whole family. There, I said it. Couldn't agree more.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible driver, but the one thing I'm really good at is parallel parking.
That is one skill you should be able to know how to do when driving.
Yeah, especially when you live in New York.
I shouldn't be as bad of a driver as I am because I know how to parallel park and I know how to drive stick shift. These are things that not the average person can do.
Valid. What about your K-turn? How's that?
Oh, I can do like a 90-point turn. No issue whatsoever.
Falls off.
If there's one thing about me, I'm getting out of a sticky situation.
Right. Car falls off a cliff, it explodes.
No, I was actually the kid that actually drove off the pier in Canandaigua last summer.
You want to get to yours, Joe? What do you got?
Sure. Give me back my plastic straws. I'm really sick of the paper ones falling apart. When I was in New York City last week, or 2 weeks ago, they gave me a paper straw and it was
disintegrated
before I was done with my drink.
It always is, man.
Yeah.
It's not the straws that are the problem. It's not, and I understand. We saw that one video with a straw stuck up a turtle's nose, and yes, that was painful. But the odds of that happening, they're saying, is like 1 in 1 billion.
Yeah,
I am the type
like
of guy.
Like, bro was looking for it.
He was looking for.
Moose goes, it was painful to watch. I'm like, imagine it being up your nose.
Yeah. I'm not saying, but that doesn't always happen.
I always cut up my plastic can holders.
So do I.
To save the dolphins.
Okay.
I mean, there's no dolphins.
It's penguins. Around. It saves the penguins.
Yeah, at this point, we've lost the plot. Who are we saving? Who are we saving?
The sea creatures.
We're just trying to clean up the ocean. That's all we're doing.
This person says, high school reunions are actually a lot of fun and genuinely worth going to. There, I said it.
Okay. They are a lot of fun.
I don't know. I've never been to one.
Yeah, you're like 12. But, I planned one, was it 2 summers ago? Only 20 people came out of 350 in my graduating class, so we're thriving.
Oh, yes, that sounds really fun. I love that.
We love that turnout.
Mm. I told you about my the one they did for my graduating class of OT, right?
I don't remember.
I graduated 400 people, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
13 people were there. 2 folding tables, 4 chairs.
Yes, you did.
With a couple of streamers. Thank God I didn't show up. All right, let's go over to Audrey that says, the sound of Moose's voice makes me gag. There, I said it. Well, I'm not typically into women named Audrey, but I do know when a woman is flirting with me. Let's go to Stacy. Stop calling yourself a minimalist if you own 30 pairs of shoes. You are not a minimalist. You're a hoarder. There I said it. That kind of makes sense.
Selectively hoarding.
Mine for today is this. If you go viral online one time, you are in no position to be giving anyone advice on how to grow on Instagram. There, I said it. I'm sorry, but I have been tirelessly scrolling and everyone's like, you want to grow on Instagram? Take it from me. I've gained 30,000 followers in 3 days. Yeah, you had one video go viral. Of course you're going to gain that many followers. And they're like, I've actually cracked the code. You had one video go viral, which I'm not knocking. I love that moment for you. I wish I could do that. But at the same time, it's sheer luck. So get out of my For You page telling me you're an expert. You're not.
Honestly, who cares?
A lot of people are making a lot of money.
Yeah, that is true too. Speaking of money, if you are dead broke, don't agree to go to fancy dinners and post online that you're living a luxury lifestyle. It's embarrassing for you to say yes. And then ask the person next to you if they can spot you. That's shameful. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And I see it time and time again.
Wait, my favorite is when they ask if you can spot them after they already drank three cocktails, had a full entree, and ordered dessert.
Do you think I can
like, what happens if the person next to you says no?
Correct.
Do you think maybe you can? No, I can't.
Nah, sorry, buddy. I'm tapped out.
Valet's here. You get in your car and drive off.
And we'll go to Brooke. Yoga pants aren't pants. Sorry, but all the girls who wear them out, you're just walking around in your workout underwear. There, I said it. Okay.
Are yoga pants still a thing?
Brooke, leave it alone.
They're just thick leggings, right?
Yoga pants have single-handedly
changed your life.
Treated my seasonal depression this winter.
You're a sick, twisted individual.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Dan Mason. Welcome into the studio, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning.
It's always a good day when you come in.
Well, I thank you.
Not just because of the food, but...
Well, it doesn't hurt, right? Yeah, it's kind of because of the food.
It's okay.
Let's just shoot it to him straight.
Yeah.
It's a good way to kick off the weekend.
It is.
So, you're the GM. You've been the GM. We've already established I have more stock than you in the Red Wings. Therefore, I'm your boss.
Thank you, boss.
However... There's a lot of promotions that you guys do with this team. This weekend, I know, is one that my brother's been looking forward to since April.
Really?
I've also been looking forward to for a while as well. For different nights, though.
We have something for everybody this weekend.
That's right.
We sure do.
This is a big one, though. Tell us what's going on tonight.
This weekend?
Yeah.
So tonight, 6:45, it is Pop Star Night. If you know what I mean.
I feel the Swifties like coming out to play and stay and to do all the things.
A new eras of Red Wings baseball.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We'll
have Friendship Bracelet Station going. We'll have DJ Swifty playing tunes pregame, doing some trivia during the game. And then postgame, he'll be spinning tunes for the fireworks.
Oh, that's awesome.
So fun.
And then tomorrow, we have a doubleheader now. So game time, the first game will be at 4:05. Gates will open at 3 o'clock. We have a Wild Fang t-shirt. So for those of you that grew up going to Silver Stadium in the early to mid-90s, will know who Wild Fang is. He was our mascot.
Fair enough.
So that's to the first 1,000 fans. And it's also Star Wars night on Saturday night.
Star Wars night coming Saturday night. I love it.
Yep.
For the doubleheader.
May the force be with you.
Doubleheader. Yep. May the force be with you. We'll have lightsabers available. We'll have the fireworks will be set to Star Wars tunes. We'll have Star Wars.
Light show.
Yeah. We'll have Star Wars characters there.
What is the deal with the lightsabers? What are they? Like how the real
swords.
Ones? I know, but like, you know.
They're like a plastic lightsaber.
They all light up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they all light up.
Yeah.
So they can use them during the game.
Yeah, and it's great for fireworks. It's a great effect for the fireworks, having everybody in the stands with their lightsabers.
Yeah.
So that's going on. And the players will be wearing Baby Yoda jerseys.
That's awesome.
As part of Star Wars night. Yeah.
Okay, so the game tonight, 6:45.
Yep.
Tomorrow,
4:05 doubleheader, two games for the price of one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to both games, but I would love it if you would.
We love a 2-for-1 special.
So 2-for-1, two games for the price of one. Gates open at 3:00. First game is at 4:05, and then Sunday, if you're a big baseball fan, Doc Gooden, who is a big star for the Mets and the Yankees, he'll be signing autographs on Sunday, game time 1:05. It's also Spike's and Mitzi's birthday. And we'll have a plates koozie giveaway on Sunday, and we'll be doing our Duel of the Dishes. So the plates will be playing the dreaded Syracuse salt potatoes.
Oh, I hate them.
To see who can bring home.
They suck, respectfully.
Yeah, I agree. See who can bring home the golden fork, the largest trophy in the history of professional sports.
Now, last season.
In their possession right now.
They do, don't they?
They do.
Oh,
and they won the first game of the series, so Sunday will be the second game of the series. And if we win Sunday, then we'll play them again in August to see who can hold on to the golden fork.
Now, I remember last year we had to give that up. It was very
depressing.
It was trying. I'm still
heartbroken.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble dealing with that.
Dan, you know, the Red Wings and yourself have been doing so many promotions throughout the last couple of decades here in Rochester. They play a huge part within our community.
Yeah.
Out of all the promotions, what's been your favorite or most successful one, would you say?
Oh boy, that is a loaded question. I would say, you know, when we changed our name to the plates, that was that one night we did that. It was a huge hit, and so much of a hit that we play as the plates every Thursday night game.
Yeah.
So that one was one of that one was up there. You know, geez, I don't know.
Who did you bring last summer that was so popular that you guys sold out? Basically, he was. Oh my gosh, I think he was on like the Yankees or something.
Oh, Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole.
The traffic was like out of control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't have anything to do with that. The Yankees just decided to have him do a rehab start here, which was great. I appreciate that. But yeah, anytime we get some of those big name Major League Baseball players that come down and play against us or for us, that certainly helps. You know, other promos, like I think about the first time that we brought in Stanley from The Office.
Yeah.
Now, we've had people sign autographs that are...
That was a big one.
MLB Hall of Famers, NFL Hall of Famers, Hockey Hall of Famers. The largest line we've ever had was for Stanley.
I mean, speaking of celebrities, Breezy and I this week just saw Bruce the Bat Dog on the Today Show.
Obsessed.
Today Show. How about it?
Huge.
We need to talk about it. Like, I'm nervous that he might, like, get too big.
Oh,
like, he's a star. Everybody wants him.
Yeah, he's a big star.
I feel like a dog has a better chance of staying humble.
I agree with you.
He has more Instagram followers than me, so I'm kind of confused.
So tell us about that. I mean, that's got to be a big deal.
Yeah, how did that happen?
So he worked here on June 13th, which was a Friday night. And then on June 13th, after his appearance here, he drove to D.C.
Yeah, I remember.
Worked
that.
For the Nationals on June 14th for their day game. And then his popularity just soared after that.
Yeah.
So much so that the Today Show contacted the Nationals and said, we would love for Josh and Bruce to come on the air. And then, so this Wednesday, he did the Today Show.
Does he have an agent yet?
I don't believe he has an agent yet.
He's a free agent.
Everything goes through his dad, Josh Schneider. So then he and Josh also went to MLB Network on Wednesday when they were in New York.
That's awesome.
And they were on the air there. So he's now everybody across the country knows why everybody in Rochester loves Bruce. Yeah.
And we are claiming him.
As our own.
Yes.
Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings. You guys got to go to the game tonight, 6:45, 4:05 tomorrow. Right?
Doubleheader, yeah.
Two games
for the price of one.
And it's Star Wars night.
Star Wars night.
First 1,000 people get a lightsaber.
No, they get a Wild Fang t-shirt. Lightsabers will be for sale.
Okay. I guess
but
they're
you
guys
cheap. Gotta,
I guess
the
you
fake
guys,
news.
They're cheap.
You got to buy the lightsaber. I'm sorry, you guys. All right. Enjoy the weekend. Dan, thanks so much for the food, too, by the way. Chef Keith.
So good.
We tip our hats to him.
Jambalaya, and it'll be available tonight as our food special at Black Angus.
Delicious.
It really is absolutely outstanding. All right. Go see the Red Wings. Dan Mason, we love you, buddy.
Love you, guys. Thank you.
I cannot believe what I saw online at Wegmans yesterday when I was waiting to cash out. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Intern Joe is joining us today. Welcome back, Joe.
Good to be back.
We missed you.
I missed you guys, too.
Yesterday, I had to purchase a few things from Danny Wagman.
It only cost him $500.
Yes, but I did save 42 cents with a Shopper's Club card.
Thanks.
But I'm standing in line. This woman in front of me, who's maybe in her late 40s, she pulls out a checkbook. And she starts writing a personal check for items that were like $18.
Right.
I was like, I can't. First off, I assumed you needed to be 80 to still use a checkbook or write a check. Who's still writing checks?
I think this is crazy.
And I wanted to ask her, excuse me, miss, did you get that out of a museum? And I get that people are probably still writing checks if you still have an old school landlord.
Mm-hmm.
But do you run home and then write down how much was just deducted to balance it out? Like,
I'm sorry,
who's doing that?
But like, what does balancing a checkbook even mean? Like, what
so
do you
it
balance?
Means that you don't overspend. You're making sure that you keep track of what you have out in checks so that you never allow your bank account balance
to go in overdraft.
To go over that.
Got it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
So if you spend $100 at the store, you got to go and deduct $100 from your...
Because it might not come out instantly.
That's correct.
It could come out in like 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I think, some people, that's why they use it. But 585-252-9800, if you or someone you know who is not your grandparent is still using an actual checkbook,
for
I just need to know.
Something other than a huge payment like rent or a car or something that like you probably wouldn't have $20,000 in cash. Yeah,
and I get that. I mean, but still, what would be the point if you do have online banking? Because now most stuff is instant. You spend your money on something, it typically comes out that day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see it. So writing a check, I just...
I mean, my mom uses a checkbook to pay for my sister's softball, but that's because that's the only way that they're able to accept payment for like leagues and things like that for kids' sports.
Sure, it makes sense.
When was the last time you wrote a check, Breeze?
I don't think I've ever written a check.
In your life?
I don't even have checks.
I had to write a void one. I literally had to write void on the front of one for direct deposit.
Account, yeah.
But that was it.
Maybe I have to do that when I got this job back in, I don't know.
Yeah, that so they can set up your direct deposit.
Correct.
That's what they do. I mean, I've written plenty of checks in the back in the day, but I mean, they all bounced.
Yeah.
They still do.
Katie says, my mom still uses a checkbook when we're at the store, but she's the only person I know who actually still has one. Right, and then she runs home and she balances them out.
Absolutely.
That's what happens. We have we have Teresa who's on the line.
Classic.
Do you want to take bets on which Teresa we think this is? Because how many do we actually know?
I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Good morning, PXY.
Are you guys freaking kidding me right now? Are you serious? Are you really asking who still uses a checkbook?
Hi, Teresa.
You know, I do.
Yeah, well, what a shocker.
How the hell are you supposed to balance out your finances if you don't keep track of what's in your account?
You just go online.
I mean, you guys are absolutely useless. You really are. It's just, you know, every time I listen to you guys, I have to bite my lip. It just drives me crazy. I literally want to scream.
Teresa, it's 2025. If I need to check my account balances, I just log into the app on JP Morgan Chase.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Oh my
God. My daughter's 34. She's divorced.
Life's
a mess, okay? It's a mess. I've got 3 daughters.
We know.
Okay? As a matter of fact, you know what? All 3 of them know how to use one.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, because they have nothing but time on their hands.
2025.
And they're drafting checks for their divorces.
Listen. Breezy, don't be disrespectful. Okay?
Yeah, that's way online.
I do apologize.
Listen, I don't care if it's 2025. Every single person walking around today should be using a checkbook.
Why are we going backwards?
All this online banking crap is exactly why people are getting their identity stolen. Don't you get it? They should be teaching the young kids in school today how to balance a checkbook. When I go to the store, I keep my receipts. I actually keep my receipts. I come home, I make a cup of coffee, and I sit down and I balance my checkbook. So this way I know exactly what's
Teresa,
in my account.
I don't know.
Can I ask you a serious question, though, all kidding aside?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you calling us this morning on your rotary phone?
You guys are so stupid. I'm telling you. Most of you guys, all right, are spending money that you don't even have because you're clueless about how much money you have. You just spend, and pray to God you have a nickel to your name. I don't even know why I'm surprised.
I just don't understand, like, why it's so hard for people in your generation to just catch up a little bit with technology. Why can't you just have your banking app where you log in, you know exactly what's in there? Why are you balancing out a checkbook?
Listen, I'm talking to 2 people who still have no idea how to do their laundry, okay? I gotta go. This is insane.
Yeah, you are real.
You guys are crazy.
You're a peach.
Touché, Teresa.
Thanks so much for chiming in. I don't know. I just feel so much better this morning after you called.
Me too.
Let me go have my coffee. This is a bit too much for me.
Tell your daughters we say hello.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, your divorced daughter, is she back out in the dating scene, back in the trenches?
No, because you guys never hooked her up.
Okay.
You never hooked her up.
Yeah, there's no accountability with you.
Okay. We're to blame for your daughter being single.
I don't even know why
single.
I keep calling.
I don't know either.
We don't know either.
We love you so much.
Bye, Teresa.
Goodbye.
I guarantee you she calls Monday morning.
No, she's like our biggest fan. She acts like she hates us, but she's obsessed with us.
Jamie says only people still using checkbooks are grandparents, landlords, and women named Teresa who balance it with a cup of coffee every night.
And a cigarette.
My kid saw a lady writing a check, you guys, and asked if she was doing cursive math.
Kind of.
I love it. Cursive math is crazy.
People, apparently, yeah. They still use it. No shade. We're just curious. We just want to know why people are still writing checks. And I'll get over our buddy Chris here this morning and says, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Hey, any chance I can get Teresa's number? I just want to ask if she's interested in coming over to churn butter tonight.
She's still selling Cutco knives door to door.
We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.